Like most families, Christmas time for us has always been a season of secrets and mysteries and anticipation, and sometimes even a little frustration. Like the year my wife and I decided to build a dollhouse for our daughter, and then another year we built a general store for our son. We closed off the basement, we set up our workshop, and that sign on the basement door said, "Closed, Christmas Workshop." But of course, the kids could hear all the construction sounds downstairs. It was driving them nuts. They begged us to tell them what we were working on, but that, of course, would have ruined everything. Even though it left them wondering, we were building something really nice for them. They just couldn't see it till it was done. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the gift God's preparing where you can't see. That scenario could be going on in your life right now. Your father's building something really good for you, but he can't let you see it yet. It's not ready. You're not ready. It's not time. And not knowing what he's up to may be causing you some frustration and some anxiety. Maybe you can find a little encouragement in a brief visit to the Christmas story. It's in our word for today from the Word of God. We'll go to a young woman named Mary who's been told God is up to something big in her life, a young woman who right now has a lot more questions than answers. The angel has just announced that she's about to be pregnant by a miracle of Almighty God. And that baby she will bear will be called the Son of the Most High. When Mary asks how this can be in light of the fact that she's a virgin, the Bible says the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then later, her cousin Elizabeth says to her, "Blessed is she who has believed what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." Okay, God is making something wonderful. But before Mary will be able to see what God is doing, she's got some major hassles to deal with. Who's going to believe she's pregnant without committing a sexual sin? What's going to happen to her reputation? What's going to happen to her upcoming marriage? She risks losing Joseph, the man she loves. She's going to have to make a grueling 90-mile journey to Bethlehem in her 9th month. There won't even be a room where she can have her baby. He'll be born in the filth of a stable. Lots of questions. Lots of bumps in the road. When she finally sees what God has been building, of course, it's going to be incredible. When you finally see what God is putting together behind closed doors for you, you're going to be forever grateful. You're going to love it, but for now, you may hear the hammering, but you won't be able to see what he's working on. Will you, as David said, wait patiently on the Lord? You can't see who, you can't see what, you can't see when, but you know your Father loves you, and you know he only, quote, works all things together for good. Mary showed us how to respond in times like these. A marvelous, 5-word response you might call the ultimate Christmas spirit. Here are those words: "I am the Lord's servant." Do whatever you think is best, Lord. You know, when you do that, you can relax in the anticipation that when you finally see what your Father is building for you, you're going to love it.